At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
New York Giants GM Joe Shane said something that I just quite honestly could not believe. I think I'm going to try to make it rational. I think I'm going to try to give it some reason. But man, do I have questions. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens, New York Giants on SI. Make sure you're going there for all of your New York Giants information and news up to date. I dropped a Daniel Jones breakdown of every single throw that he threw in the second preseason game. Go and check that out. Put a lot of painstaking work into that. And so I appreciate if you go and check that out, but also make sure that you like this, that you subscribe, that you leave a comment, because we need the algorithming, right? We are trying to get to 2,000 subscribers before game one, before we hit week one of the NFL regular season, and we are running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. But I thank you to all of the people who have subscribed, to all of the people who tune in to A Giant Issue, to all the people who tune in to the Big Blue Breakdown. Because anything that we're doing on the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel is for you. And to all the people who listen out there on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, we appreciate you as well. I was scrolling through the internet, the interwebs. I was on X as usual looking at stuff, and I ran across Ryan Dunleavy, who is an NFL reporter for the New York Post. And he used to go and work for the New York Giants, I'm assuming, in their media department. Used to work for WFAN mornings with Boomer and Geo. Used to work for NewJersey.com. In other words, you know, he's seen some things. He's done some stuff, right? And he had a post that, and I don't follow Ryan Dunleavy, and it's not because I don't like Ryan Dunleavy, but just there's just a lot of New York media people. And so I just wasn't following them. I'm actually following them now, though, because I like when I hear from fellow journalists about what's going on in the world that I'm involved in. Right. I don't act like I touch all of the areas of journalism. No journalist does. And every time one tries to act like they do everything, they seem to be lame, right? So I appreciate the people who do the things that they do when it's different than the things that I do. I actually appreciate the people that do the things that I do if they know what they're talking about, right? But he had a quote, and it says, first he says, Giants GM Joe Shane says part of Daniel Jones' agent's selling point to him on the four-year $160 million contract extension was that a bunch of other QBs were coming up soon for extensions and that the number wasn't going to be as top of the market as it seemed. The quote, there's not really a middle class of QBs right now. Trust me. That was the sell of the agent at the time. They do their homework too. All these guys are coming up, right? So the context of it was, and this is all from Ryan Dunleavy, and shout out to him at RY Dunleavy. Go ahead and give him a follow if you're not already following him. The context of it was that Jones was a top 10 paid quarterback when he signed, and now he's 14th through 17th. Right? So that would imply that Daniel Jones is, in fact, the 14th to 17th best quarterback in the NFL. Now, I'm not here to diss Daniel Jones and about getting his money. I think it's fantastic. Anytime a player can get their money. But at the time, if anybody remembers what I said he held him at gunpoint. I said that he held the Giants at gunpoint because there is no way that I would have given him an extension. I would have 100% paid Saquon Barkley, franchise tagged him, or moved on anyway because I thought whatever he did in 2022 was going to be the ceiling of what he could do for me, and that's not good enough to win a championship, right? At the time, I said that he held him up at gunpoint. He's the reason why the Saquon Barkley relationship went stale. But I was wrong on that, obviously, because now I realize that Joe Shane just doesn't value like running backs and kind of low key doesn't really want to pay anybody that isn't a high level guy at a premium position. And since running back isn't a premium position and safety isn't a premium position, if he ain't draft them or he ain't bringing them in, then he ain't paying them, right? So I go in there with that thought process, right? But I'm looking at Daniel Jones and saying, okay, this makes sense if Daniel Jones is, in fact, a 14th to 17th ranked quarterback. Now, I don't really have any way of quantifying this other than what I know about football, right? Other than what I know about football, I can look and say, okay, is Daniel Jones 14 to 17? So I went on a website to look at things in a place that I don't actually look for information, right? I went to PFF, Pro Football Focus, because I just wanted to see what, like where Daniel Jones is in people's thought process, right? So Pro Football Focus has Daniel Jones ranked 30th. I'm sorry, not 30th. Because they ranked all of the starting quarterbacks, right? Or at least all of the potential starting quarterbacks. So Daniel Jones is the beginning of what they're calling Tier 7, which is the holdovers, right? He's the 29th ranked quarterback. The only one worse is the Broncos QB situation with Stidham and Bo Nix. The Vikings situation with J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. And now Sam Darnold because McCarthy is out. The Raiders with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. They have him ranked 29th. So I said, wow, that seems low. Let me go and see which quarterback, like taking money out of it, taking contract out of it, just simply off talent, which quarterback I would take or I wouldn't take over Daniel Jones, right? So I go to number 28, Will Levis. I'm not taking Will Levis over Daniel Jones. I'll move him up to 28. 27 is Jaden Daniels. Not only would I take Jaden Daniels over Daniel Jones, but his own team would have taken Jaden Daniels over Daniel Jones. They were trying to find a way to get up there to get a quarterback. And it wasn't for the guy everybody thought they were trying to go get. It was for Jaden Daniels. Number 26, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May in New England Patriots. I think right now I would take Daniel Jones. So I got to move Jaden Daniels up to 26. and I'll move Daniel Jones up to 27. Bryce Young. Now, while I think that Bryce Young has talent right now, based off of what I've seen in the NFL, am I taking Bryce Young over Daniel Jones? If we're just talking about right now, no contracts, no nothing, nah. So I'm dropping Bryce Young down. I'm moving up Jaden Daniels to 25, and I'm moving up Daniel Jones to 26. Right? 24, Anthony Richardson. Not taking either one of those. Well, I might take Jaden Daniels over him, but that's a different story. So now we're there, right? 24, Richardson, 25, Daniels, 26, Jones. Deshaun Watson, no. Russell Wilson, no. Derek Carr, yes. Don't know why PFF has Derek Carr ranked 21st. Derek Carr is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. So I'm dropping him down. And so I'll move up Daniel Jones to 25 now. Because he was at 26. Baker Mayfield, for as much as I do not like Baker Mayfield, as a quarterback, as a human being, nothing. He is better than Daniel Jones. So I'm taking Baker Mayfield. Caleb Williams, yes. Geno Smith, absolutely. He should have been a New York Giants quarterback a long time ago when they benched Eli Manning because Eli Manning was horrible at that point and put Geno Smith in, and they got so much backlash that they had to put Eli Manning back in. They made it seem as if Geno Smith was bad, and then he had to spend however many more years just trying to fight to get his starting spot back. Yes, I'm taking that Geno Smith over Daniel Jones. I'm taking Kyler Murray over Daniel Jones. I'm taking Jared Goff over Daniel Jones. I'm taking Kirk Cousins over Daniel Jones. I'm taking Tua. And now we've gotten into 14, right? Because the whole point is 14 to 17 is where he's being paid. Right? 14th to 17th is where he's being paid. But Tua, 14. Cousins, 15. Goff, 16. Kyler Murray, 17. He's not better than any one of those guys, which means he's certainly not better than Brock Purdy. He's not better than Trevor Lawrence. He's not better than Jordan Love. He's not better than CJ Stroud. He's not better than Jalen Hurts or Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford or Dak Prescott, or Justin Herbert, or Josh Allen, or Joe Burrow, or Lamar Jackson, or Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, shout out to PFF for putting Patrick Mahomes on his own tier. That's how it should be done. It should be Patrick Mahomes, and then everybody else. Actually, it should be Patrick Mahomes. It should be Lamar Jackson, and then it should be everybody else. Right? It should be the multiple-time Super Bowl winner, the multiple-time regular season MVP, and then everybody else. But I digress. So, by Joe Shane's metrics, he expected to be able to get Daniel Jones for what ends up being middle-of-the-road quarterback money, right? It's 32 quarterbacks. 16 is kind of the line of demarcation of middle of the road. He thought he was getting 14 to 17 quarterback. But if we're looking at the quarterback landscape, if Tyrod Taylor came back to this team and started full-time for this team, how many more wins is Daniel Jones going to get you more wins than Tyrod Taylor would? My answer, no. He's not going to get you more wins. In fact, Tyrod Taylor, when healthy, will find a way to win a game that Daniel Jones can't find a way to win. It's nothing against Daniel Jones. It's just who he is. at this point, we know. Now, can the ceiling of Daniel Jones be good enough to have the Giants in playoff contention? Yeah. As long as the defense is good, as long as the skill guys are making plays and going for touchdowns. But we're not going to sit here and act as if we've seen Daniel Jones elevate a team. I still contend in 2022, it was Saquon Barkley that elevated the team, not Daniel Jones. When Saquon Barkley went down mid-year and missed a game, I believe, and then was fighting through injuries for a few weeks, that is when you saw the wins for the New York Giants precipitously drop. Look at the first half of 2022 season and the second half of 2022 season when they needed Daniel Jones to elevate them, to carry them. He was unable to do so unless he was playing against the Minnesota Vikings, who might have the worst defense I've ever seen that year. The defense was so bad that they went out and got a guy who Tua Tagovailoa just got finished airing out like they were married, and he was beating him every single day. Like, it was awful. I'm not even going to get into it. It's the worst thing I've seen. Never seen anything like that in sports in my life. I have undressed players for being bad. Most of them understand that when you get on them, this is just about between the lines. It's not personal. And when they get all in their feelings, and they start to, like, act all wild, we just go, hey, I still love you, but this is football. If I can't be super critical of you in this moment, how are you ever going to survive when the balls are flying? Anyway, I digress. I just had an ADHD moment.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But the idea that Joe Shane went into a contract negotiation and let an agent tell him, oh yeah, this isn't actually going to be a lot of money. Right? Anybody find that weird? That he just allowed the agent to tell him, yo, like, that this was the agent's selling point. Hey, this is cheap compared to what it's going to cost. Hey, Joe Shane, you had the option not to sign him at all. You had the option to franchise tag him, right? Which might have cost more money in the moment, but would not have tied you to him for the next 3 years. And I know that Patricia Traynor, and shout out to PT, likes to say, well, it's not really 40 when you think about it. I go back to, if Joe Shane calls it 40, right? Because all during Hard Knocks, all he kept saying was $40 million quarterback, $40 million APR, or APY, excuse me. If Joe Shane thinks it's a $40 million quarterback, then who am I to argue with Joe Shane? What business do I have arguing about the quarterback with the guy who's telling me, hey, this is what the quarterback is making? Like, this is what the quarterback is worth. So we're not going to do that. We're not going to act as if he's not as expensive as he is. Like, think about this. They just signed Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas to long-term extensions last year, only to turn around and restructure both deals this year. That tells you that the money that Daniel Jones is taking up is getting in the way of them doing business. But they've gotten, it's not Daniel Jones' fault. None of this is on Daniel Jones. This is on Joe Shane. So every time people tell me, or I see people say, oh, well, you know, we've got the right guy. I believe in Joe Shane. I think he's a, my question always goes back to, what has he done special as the GM for the Giants? His best defensive player, Dexter Lawrence, is not his guy. His best offensive lineman, and probably the best offensive player, Andrew Thomas, is not his guy. They're the guy that everybody that's a Giants fan hate. He let go two safeties who are both in top 100 safeties. They're both at the top or near the top of their position. He let go Saquon Barkley. Right? He traded away Leonard Williams for a pick that turns into what? Huh? Not Leonard Williams? Certainly not Leonard Williams. He let go James Bradbury, who went on to have an all-pro season the next year. Help take the team to the Super Bowl. Is he struggling now? Yeah, but guess what would have been over by now? His contract. I ask you, what has Joe Shane done that we're supposed to be so like thrilled about? He got the worst pass protector of the three in the, well, no, I shouldn't say that. He got the second worst pass protector of the three top tackles in the draft that year. He had a chance at any one of them he wanted. He chose the second worst of the three. He got Kayvon Thibodeau. But why should we celebrate him doing what he's supposed to do with a top pick? Right? That's not where you get the money. That's not where you make your bones. It's in those day two picks, right? That you really make your bones. We can't celebrate Malik Nabers. Everybody wanted Malik Nabers. Many people thought he was the best wide receiver in the draft. It wasn't just the Giants. Let's explore the second round and third round picks where he's chosen, and fourth round picks where he's taken defensive back after defensive back after defensive back, and yet they're still looking for defensive backs. They're still trying to figure it out in the defensive backfield. You take a Dane Belton only to turn around and sign a Jason Pinnock, only to turn around and draft a Tyler Newbin. You draft a Cordell Flott, only to turn around and draft a Deontay Banks, only to turn around and draft a Drew Phillips. And yet, all three cornerback spots are not locked down. The corner, and the nickel, they're not locked down yet, right? That doesn't even mention Aaron Robinson. That doesn't even mention the other DBs that they've taken. You let Evan Engram walk for free. You draft a tight end, then you sign or you trade for a tight end, then you draft another tight end. 3 years in a row, you've addressed the tight end position that would have been sewed up with the dude that you let go. I once again say, what has Joe Shane done that we should all be like, I'm going to blindly follow this man? And now, on the heels of what is likely to be the most important season of his career as a GM, we get that his logic on giving Daniel Jones 4 years, $160 million, is because other quarterbacks were going to get more money and the deal was going to be less because other people got more. Hey, most likely more than what they're worth. Am I supposed to swallow that and go, yeah, that tastes good? Is that what we're going to allow somebody to get off without any pushback? We're going to allow him to get that off without saying, wait a minute. So in your negotiations, the reason that you gave him so much money at the time and made him a top 10 paid quarterback is because you knew that in 3 years, in year three of that contract, that he would go from being a top 10 paid QB to a top 14 to 17 QB? Like, really? That's the value? I could see if you said, hey, in 3 years, this top 10 contract is going to be a top 25 contract. Right? I could see if you said that. That would make sense to me. That would, that to me would say, okay, that like I can see why he put so much on the front end, because he knew that on the back end, that would be a thing, right? Like, for instance, I'll give you a for instance, right? The top contracts, excuse me, going into 2024, right? The contracts, AAV, full ranks. Joe Burrow, number one. Jordan Love, number two. Trevor Lawrence, number three. All of them are making $55 million in 2024. Tua, number four, 53. Jared Goff, number five, 53. Justin Herbert, 52. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, 46. Deshaun Watson, 46. Kirk Cousins, 45. Have you noticed anything? I went 11 quarterbacks and did not name Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is going to make $45 million a year. $5 million more than Daniel Jones at 40. That, my friends, is a value. When he signed that, what was it, $500 million contract, everybody said, oh my gosh, like, that's going to cripple the team. If he signed a contract today, how could you not justify paying him $75 million a year? If you're paying Joe Burrow 55, if you're paying Jordan Love 55 for just getting to the playoffs, if you're paying Trevor Lawrence 55 for having Daniel Jones numbers, if you're paying Tua 53 to throw the ball to some of the fastest people in the history of football, right? If you're paying these guys that much, how do you not justify paying a guy like Patrick Mahomes $75 million? So you have a $75 million quarterback for $45 million, $5 million more than what you're paying Daniel Jones. That, my friends, is value. Having Daniel Jones make $5 million less than what the best quarterback in the league, arguably one of the, arguably the best quarterback of all time now, right? Arguably the best quarterback of all time. The best quarterback of this generation for sure. But the best quarterback in the league, the tier one, and then there's nobody else in the tier with him. He makes 45. Daniel Jones makes 40. And you're telling me that that's a value because there's no middle class? Hey, Joe Shane, there doesn't have to be a middle class. Just don't pay him. Either pay money to people who are going to take low money, or don't pay them, go to the draft, get you a rookie, and rinse, wash, repeat every year until you find the guy. Right? The Carolina Panthers famously took Jimmy Clausen as their quarterback of the future, and then next year had the opportunity to draft Cam Newton. And guess what they did? They took Cam. You just keep drafting until you get it. Nobody's going to care how many times you drafted a quarterback if you find the quarterback. But when was the last time the Giants drafted a quarterback? Right? They went and took Tommy Cutlets as an unrestricted free agent, as a rookie free agent, an undrafted free agent, excuse me, not unrestricted, an undrafted free agent. They took Tommy Cutlets. But when was the last time they drafted a quarterback? How are you not even trying to find competition for this man? They had a chance to get Spencer Rattler. They had the chance to get Bazooka Joe Milton. They had a chance to get several other developmental quarterbacks that could have put pressure on Daniel Jones because they possess something that Daniel Jones does not possess. And yet, no draft picks wasted there. No draft picks used. Where is the genius? Because that statement, that's not genius statement. That statement feels like you got bullied. That statement feels like, hey, man, do it now because it's going to cost you more later. No, it's not. I'm not signing him. Excuse me. I just wonder what's the deal? I don't understand. It'll be interesting as we get through the week and we get ready for the last preseason game, how many New York Giants will play in the final preseason game. Do you want the New York Giants to play in the final preseason game? We'll talk about all that and more next time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is another episode of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me as always. New York Giants on SI. That's where you get all of your New York Giants news and information. Never miss anything. Just go to New York Giants on SI and make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel, New York Giants on SI. Make sure that you go and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment on Apple, on Spotify. We always appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.